Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's time to start thinking about bras for the cause, and you all are well along in your planning for this year's event.
We are indeed. Looking forward to another good one, even though it's not until October.
You had an event called Table Talk at the Texan here a few days ago, and the theme was revealed.
Yes. Table Talk is a women's educational event, and we invite the community to come and learn about cancer prevention. And in order to get them there so we can teach them something, we reveal our theme. And this year's theme is Hooray for Brollywood. Okay. So we are expecting lots and lots of movies and fun, and we will reveal the categories a little bit later on to inspire even more.
Well, I mean, the mind boggles.
Exactly. Yeah. I think, you know, people were, as they were leaving the theater today, we were hearing people saying, oh, Marilyn and Charlie Chaplin and monsters and dinosaurs. Right. And so
Marilyn Monroe was the first thought that I had.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Exactly. Well, I think it's going to be so much fun just to see between the bras and the costumes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we should say again always that this is a sort of PG rated event.
Just absolutely. So yes. I know people are hard, you know, are a little cautious when they hear bras, but they're all elaborately decorated, and they are. It's an art exhibit.
Right.
So they're never worn, and it's in absolutely wonderful taste and fun.
And then you also announced kind of a milestone.
We did. This year, which will be our 11th year of Bras for the Cause, we will cross $1 million in total amount raised. We're going to have to work to do that. But just knowing what our track record has been, the number is in sight. And I think that's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, well, that is remarkable for an event that started a little more than 10 years ago now.
This is our 11th one.
Uh-huh.
And the first year we raised $3,000. So we had a whole lot of work to do to now look at the fact we're going to cross $1 million this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing that as we reminded everyone in the audience today is the community has done this.
Right.
The people in Hunt County, Commerce, Greenville, Quinlan, and all the other towns around, they've gotten behind this in a way that nobody ever anticipated. And this is an extraordinary collective effort.
And we should, before we lose sight of it, you're raising money for the Hunt Memorial, Hunt Regional Hospital District now, and some very specific pieces of equipment and programs. And
right. And we are in the third year of a 5-year pledge on a 4D CT scanner, and we should, if we continue our track record, we should pay it off this year.
Okay, good. And this event is coming up October 10th, so we'll have time to think about it.
We'll talk about it a lot. Don't worry.
We'll talk about it some more. We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Some other things going on I want to talk to you about. A neat photo exhibit at the Greenville Municipal Auditorium, the GMA, called Greenville More Than Friends. And this is running through July 24th.
Yes. I got to see it yesterday at the I got to see it at the opening reception, and it is absolutely wonderful. It's the master's thesis for an MFA student here at the university, Carly Rose, and he has spent the last year meeting people in Greenville and interviewing them and photographing them. And it is an amazing array of people, all ages, all walks of life. And each person got to choose where and how they wanted to be photographed. All the photos are black and white, but you've got somebody who loves to read, so she was photographed in the library. You've got Kevin Banks, who is the manager of the Greenville Municipal Auditorium, is photographed among the new seats in the auditorium. And you've got, just different people photographed, you know, in their environment. It's absolutely wonderful.
In your newsletter, there's a photograph of James Naramore.
Yes.
Who's a great, great photographer, local photographer himself.
Yes.
And has a wonderful collection of historical photographs that he's done over the years.
And I didn't realize he has a wonderful collection of antique cameras. And that's what he chose to be photographed with, was his cameras. And the exhibit is in the municipal building or City Hall in Greenville. It is open during City Hall hours, but also, for example, if there's special events at the GMA, it will be open there as well. And it's so worth going to see. Just marvelous.
Another event I want to ask you about, and this is one I think we're both looking forward to, at the Texan Theater. And this is Tuesday night. Tuesday at noon and Tuesday in the evening, a showing, a free showing of the Stratton story.
Yes, the Monty Stratton movie with Jimmy Stewart and June Allison. And Barbara Horan, who owns the Texan, they've spent quite a bit of time and money this year upgrading the sound system. And so I got to see a movie there earlier this year and was just amazed at how great it sounds. And I think it'd be so much fun to see a movie that literally had its premiere there in that building.
A lot of people don't know the history there. It's a great historical event in Greenville when they had that premiere.
Oh, yes.
10,000 people turned out.
And and June Allison was there for it. Yeah. And so this, you know, it's just really, I think, a lot of fun. And, of course, it's a story, a true story about a local man.
Right. And the great Monty Stratton, a baseball player. And we won't tell the whole story because then you won't enjoy the movie.
No, but it's worth it. Come see it.
And so that is Tuesday at noontime and then dinnertime Tuesday
right,
evening.
And it's free.
We're out of time, but thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Good Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KEDR.